Go.
Fortunately, we've had some even better players come out of there. Oh, good kids too.
Awesome.
I guess. What's that?
You brought cheat sheet, huh?
Ah, my card. I've swept through my other one, so let's start over. All right.
The month of June hasn't been great for the offense. But what stood out to you?
Not finding a lot of holes. Obviously, I think you look at our team average, not very high. The slug's a little bit down. Those are the big ones. Just, you know, we did have a stretch in there that was pretty good, a 10-game stretch not too long ago. And then since the San Diego trip, it's been a little bit of a grind. Hoping to chalk that up to a 4-game, 5-game stretch, but we'll see. Certainly not pulling back on any work, that's for sure.
How about the homers? I mean, you said slug is down a bit. In particular, would you say you guys have been pretty reliant on them? And then when that dries up, you know, it's like, what do you do now, right? So.
Yeah, we have. We've hit a good amount of homers this year. It's always nice when it's the 3-run variety, the 2-run variety. Obviously, you can't pick and choose when we get to hit those. But yeah, when it's a lot of solos, as much as we do like those, and those are great swings, you know, those are just one at a time. You know, our goal is 5 runs every game. So how we do that, I'm usually never gonna care. It's hard to sustain 5 solo homers. So certainly not the goal when we're working. We're trying to hit hard line drives. It's a major focus. And we actually talk about even narrowing that focus of a low line drive, you know, the perfect swing being basically a really hard hit ball that splits the gap or, you know, right in front of the outfielder. It could be a line out too. If you line out to an outfielder, generally that's a pretty good swing.
The site that I write for, there's an extended comment section.
Great.
We get a lot of feedback to our writers. And one of the comments that has been coming up a lot lately is the phrase selling out for power.
Okay.
Do you feel like that's a valid criticism, number one? And number two, how would you define that?
So I'll try and define that. At least what I think is just, you know, 9 guys going up looking to drive the ball out of the yard. That would be my definition of that. I don't think that's what's happening. I think, you know, watching it on TV and not being here, just watching from the stands, it might look like that. Totally get that. But by no means are guys going up looking to just hit home runs. I can guarantee that.
Seeing from Carson, you know, when he was down yeah. AAA, his numbers were, you know,
yeah, really good.
Really, really good on rehab.
Yeah.
What's kind of going on with him?
I think some of it's still coming back. He got a few at bats down there, like you said, he did well. Hit a homer. I think he had a couple doubles even. But it's still relatively new coming back. Don't know exactly how much time he missed, but a decent amount. I think some of it is just getting back in the groove of big league pitching, and as good as those pitchers are in AAA, they are really good. These guys at this level are even better, so it's another adjustment. Whether you're rehabbing, whether you're getting called up like Buddy, these guys take it to another level, and there's another adjustment, kind of a readjustment to be made. And that's kind of where I have him right now.
Some of your early impressions of Buddy so far since he's come up?
He can turn on a heater. I know that. He's got a really good poise about him, really good presence in the box, especially for a young kid. He loves baseball. That's all he thinks about. Goes home, plays video games. plays as a Diamondback. So first impressions are, you know, this kid's gonna grind. He's gonna work, and can probably throw a lot of stuff at him because he's thinking about it anyway, right? So the worst thing that can happen is we get lost in our own head trying to think about it. So we give him a lot of just different stuff, see what he takes, see what he doesn't. But for the most part, as far as his approach and going up there, we've kind of let him go because we want to see how that goes, you know, over more than a 3-game stretch. I know he hurt his hand, so he's going to have to work back into that. But good young hitter who knows himself very well would probably be the line I would use.
How has he changed?
I think probably kind of what I just mentioned, where I think he was finding himself in the minor leagues, kind of swinging at everything. If you look at some of the best hitters, where they do damage and where they don't swing where they don't do damage, and they swing a lot where they do. And he was kind of opposite of that in the minor leagues, which most hitters are. Most young hitters are kind of swinging at everything. He's narrowed that down. So he's, you know, like a surprise to any opposing pitching staff. Like, he can hit a heater in. They still have to execute a heater away if that's where they're trying to go. But he's done a great job of laying off the ones that are off the plate. And he's got enough. I mean, he does enough on that outer lane if you leave it over the plate to where he's getting on base or he can do some damage.
How often do you check in on, you know, some of the lower levels of guys who maybe have been up and, you know, were sent back down, and monitoring their progress?
Pretty consistently. So we have a hitting coordinator and then basically an assistant coordinator. One of them's with us at all times. So pretty much every day we get in, when it's just the coaches down there, I'll ask how we doing, how's Coop doing. I know Drew's gone now, but Beer, those guys who have been up and down, Yanni for that matter, definitely check in, how they doing, what kind of headspace are they in. I'll send Gil Velasquez, Nick Evans, Mark Reed, I'll send them a message to see how they're doing. Biggest thing for me is, how are they doing mentally? Because that can be a grind down there, knowing you're, you know, an injury away from being a big leaguer. Sometimes guys can pull back in that scenario and say, all right, I just gotta hold on. And when that happens, you usually go backward, right? So keeping them in a good space where they're pushing, still driving, looking to earn their way up, right? I mean, something has to happen usually for them to come up, but you can also earn your way up, and that's the mentality that I think all those guys should have.
Dalton Varsho's slump is going on for about a month now. Have you identified anything very specific that he needs to work on and that you got going on with him to try to get him out of it?
Yeah, so we had a couple of good games where we worked on his lower half, and some of the cues that he was using there, some of the drills we really liked. We're kind of keep pushing in that same direction. The balance there is, when you have the good game when you're doing it, and then you have the bad game, it's sticking to it. And for us as a staff, we think he's going the right direction with that. So the Philly series where he had that pinch, well, it wasn't a pinch hit, but off the lefty, the breaking ball is a great swing. We like where he was at there, and so we're just trying to get him there consistently now. And I think he, of course, he liked that as well. So he's really just working on being consistent with that move, which was a little bit different, a little bit more in his legs, and finding that balance.
Is that the hardest thing when guys are slumping, is like, you know, just, okay, they might want to change something, but it's like, if you just stay with what you're doing, are you just, is it going to just even out at some point? Like, or do you,
yeah.
or how much that is something that you battle?
That might be the biggest battle, because most hitters, especially, you know, in teams at this level, it's result driven. Like, we got to score runs to win games. We got to get hits to score runs, stuff like that. But if you're lining out, you know, doesn't mean we need to change anything. And that is a tough battle. That's a mental grind for a hitter. I mean, you hit two line drives in a game, that's a good game. If you're 0 for 4 with that, you don't go home feeling like that was a good game. And, you know, that's something I think everyone on staff can relate to. But it's also why we got to keep pushing them and say, look, you're right there. You know, you want the hits. I get it. It's a result-driven business, but knowing that, it's following the process is more important. It's probably the biggest mental grind for a hitter.
It's lining out, but then also, like, you face a nasty pitcher.
Sure.
Say, well, okay, it's
right.
For the new day. Guy doesn't have that late life or whatever it is.
Yep.
It might work out fine that next day.
Yeah, exactly right. When we face some tough pitching in San Diego, Yu Darvish is always tough. Felt like we had him on the ropes in the first, and then felt like he settled in pretty good there after that. So we have to temper, you know, we'd love to put up 10 on you, but it's really hard to do. So being able to temper your emotions, knowing this guy's really good, and if, shoot, I go 1 for 4 off you, that's probably a pretty good day. Because, I mean, everyone's always thinking back, especially the hitters, like, well, what have I done my last few games? And they're kind of adding it up in their head. Well, I'm one for my last whatever. Now I'm facing Darvish. It's what's important is not putting more pressure on yourself to get 3 hits in 1 game, 4 hits in 1 game, 2 hits in 1 at-bat. Big mental battle for pretty much every hitter.
Can you talk about what you've seen from Alec Thomas this season? It seems like he's swinging the bat about as well as any rookie in the National League, as far as I can tell. What have you seen? Are there things you're identifying still working on with him?
So he's been really good for a young kid coming up. In the 2-hole now, right? So there's potentially more pressure. You know, for us, we don't really see it that way, but potentially, you know, it's something notable. But he's actually adjusted really well. So teams have started throwing him changeups. He's found some answers for those. They tried flipping in slow curveballs. May have struggled a few games, and then he adjusted. That's the biggest thing I've seen with him. So he's been able to adjust to what the league has done to him as he's continued to move forward in the season.
How are the guys doing sort of like mentally? Has there been any frustration you've noticed with the recent stretch?
I think they're doing okay. It was a tough series in San Diego, and I think that was kind of a bummer for everyone. Just to go in, we felt good coming off beating the Twins, who are a really good team, taking 2 of 3 from them. We felt good going into it. So I think it's more, I don't know if frustration is the right word, but, you know, it's certainly not the wrong word. Just frustrated that we didn't pull at least 1 win out of there. Other than that, it's right back to the grind today. And who's their pitcher tonight? How are we going to face him? How are we going to beat him? What's he going to try and do? So I'd say all in all, I think we know we're better than our record. That's something that I think every guy will say. But also knowing that we can't change that. We can only continue to move forward with it.
Along those lines, last night we asked Jake about a pretty similar question. He said the feeling that he's getting is that they're just like one spark away, one away. What do you attribute that mindset to?
Just being one hit away. Yeah. Probably seeing those runners out there and leaving them out there a little bit too much. Hitting with runners in scoring position is a conversation that every team has with their hitters every year at some point. And we had one about 2 weeks ago, and they really did a good job with it, kind of going into this last series. So as much of acknowledging that we can do it, and we've shown that we can be as good as anyone with runners in scoring position, it's the consistency that we're searching for on a day-in, day-out basis to put us to the, a playoff contending team. And that's what it's going to come down to, is how consistently can we do it? How few games can we cut that, 0-for streak or whatever it is, just cutting those down. So it feels like that. It feels like we're kind of that one away. And I think that's probably why, because we've had guys out there. So the Darvish inning, the first inning, great example. Clevenger, I think the first inning as well. Really good offensive innings without the exclamation point. I think the important thing to know is, like, each guy just has to do their job at the plate. There's no more pressure on our guys. There's more pressure on the pitcher. And so that's one message that we try and push is he's in trouble. And that is the truth. He's in trouble. He's got to make pitches. Wait him out. They're not looking to throw a middle pitch there. They're not trying to flip over strikes. They're trying to make great pitches and chase. So knowing that, we can be a little bit more patient more often than not.
How do you manage the proper balance of when to feel disappointed when you're playing a sport where you fail 7 times out of 10, you're considered good?
Really tough. That's really tough, especially when you have 13, 14 hitters, individual hitters who are on different spectrum there. I think the most important for hitting coaches is just to show up every day as if it's the same every day, which we're going to go out, we're going to get good work in, and we're going to have a great game offensively. We're going to support our pitchers as best we can. And coming in with that mindset every day, regardless, whether we won 10 in a row scoring 10 runs or lost 10 in a row scoring 0, either way there's adjustments to be made. So shouldn't change our mindset as far as we're coming in to get the work. We're going to do it, and we're going to have a great game tonight.
Thanks,
Joe. Cool. Thanks, guys.
Nothing embarrassing popped up there while you're talking, man.
What's that?
I said nothing embarrassing popped up there while